Daf is Daf Yud Ches. So we got to the bottom of Yud Zayin and Beis, the new parak, the second parak. The parak is called the Osin Pasim. So we already had this discussed a few times in the first parak about Pasim and Pireos. So we're going to discuss this mission and then go to a long discussion of some form of a galta. So the Gemara says, again, the parak begins in the bottom of Yud Zayin and Beis, Osin Pasim the Beiros. A person can make these Pasim, these little corner walls at the around a boar. And the discussion, the reason is, Rashi explains, if you look at Rashi, the first Rashi in the parak here, Osin Pasim the Beiros, the boar themselves, the pit themselves, is a rishus hayachid. Shamukim asar, it's 10 tefachim deep, which qualifies as a rishus hayachid. V'nyachal lamalas mehen, you can't draw water from it. V'osin pasin elu lahachin lehen hekev shehu pasim halalu, you can make these little corner walls to have it surrounded by walls. Sivos ha boar rishus hayachid. And therefore, you're extending the boar into a larger shizyachid, v'yamale v'yotzi v'yaniach sham v'tikanes b'hemto v'yashkenu. So you go and draw water, pick it up from the boar and put it down in the area within the four pasim, and then bring your animals in to drink from the water. That's what you're trying to accomplish. Now, there is a machlokes rishonim, when are you allowed to utilize this? Because it's not really the best wall. It's a kula, according to some. So when are you allowed to utilize this? So according to Pashup Shat, you're allowed to use this only for aliyah l'regel, in Eretz Yisrael. That's Rambam's understanding. Rashi and other Rishonim hold that you're allowed to use this for any other type of mitzvah as well. Even b'chutzars, you could utilize such a pasim in order to help give the travelers something to drink to go perform a mitzvah. But again, the Rambam holds this is only true by Aliyah L'Regel and in Eretz Yisrael. So how exactly does this all work? So the Mishnah again says, Osin pasim the baros arba diyumdim. You have four corners, and nira kishmona divrei Rebbe Yehuda. It looks like eight walls. So not eight. Why eight walls? Because each of the corners is an amma this direction, amma that direction. So each corner is really two ammas, and you have four corners. That gives you a total of eight ammas that you are working with. So that's the idea. It looks like kind of like a marze, Rashi says, kind of like a gutter, where it's built like a V. So each corner is a V, an amma this way, and an amma that way. But you have to make sure that in between each of the ammas, there can't be more than 10 ammas, because that's already considered a breach. Now, the kula of Pasim Beiros is that it's paritz meruba al ha'omed. That's a leniency. Normally, this shouldn't work because there's more parts than there is omed, but yet there's a special kula that's applied. We could view it as if it's all closed, all one wall. So the Mishnah says that's all divrei Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe Meir Omer, Shmona Nirin Kishnemasar. You need eight that really serve as 12. Why? Arba diyumnim, four corners. So that's going to be, you have a total of eight ammas that you're working with. Each corner has an amma this way, amma that way. That's two ammas at each corner. And all four corners is eight ammas. And then you need arba and pshut, and you need four straight walls in between each of the corners. So you really have a total of six walls, like the four corners and rather eight walls, the four corners, and then the straight pieces in between each of the breaches. But since you have an amma in both directions of the corner, that gives you a total of 12 amos that you're working with. So that's the understanding of Rebbe Meir. And then the din is, everybody agrees, govan asar tefachim, each of these walls need to be at least 10 tefachim high to qualify as a mechitza. The rochvan shish has to be 6 tefachim wide, which is an amma. And the ovayim akosu, and the thickness could be any amount, it could be as thin or thick as you want. Ubinayim, in between each of these walls, kimale shtei refakos, shel shalosh shalosh bakar, divrei Rebbe Meir, has to be the size of two of these grouped herds of cows, each herd consisting of three cows, according to Rebbe Meir. So you have six, you have to be able to fit six cows squeezing in between each of these walls, which is the same thing as saying 10 amos. And that's all according to Rebbe Meir. And Rebbe Yehuda Omer, Shel Arba, he says you could have as wide to allow four cows in each herd. So a total of eight cows squeezed in between each of these breaches. Kshiros Vlo Mosos, when they're tied together, not when they're untied. The Gemara is going to ask, isn't that the same thing? Tied is the same thing as not being untied. So why repeat the same concept? But tied tightly. And also, achas nichneses v'achas yotes. One of these groups of cows are facing inwards, and one of the groups of cows are facing outwards, so they're not facing the same direction. That's actually a cooler, Rashi says, because if they're all facing the same direction, it actually requires more space. If you flip half of them around, they actually fill in the spaces with each other. That's a little bit of a smaller area. Sorry, a little bit of a larger area, rather. And then... No, Rashi says, Achas nechnes, Achas yotz, Rashi says, it's a kulahi. You don't have to have them exactly tightly. So when the half are turned this way, half are turned that way, it actually creates more distance. So that's actually a kula, allowing it to more space. And then says the Mishnah further, Mutir lahakriv liber, you can make it closer. Certainly you can make them smaller. You don't have to make them wider, but you can make them smaller. The beirals can be smaller, tighter area around the boar, as long as bilvad shete para rosha viruba bifnim vishosa mutir. You can't make the possum too tight, because if you can't fit the head and most of the cow inside the area, that actually doesn't work. So the smallest you can make the possum together is where there's enough to fit one cow, a head, and half the body inside, because if most of it's outside of the possum, there's a chashash you might bring the water outside of the pas to serve the animal. So the head and most of the animal must be able to fit in. That's as close as you could actually make it. And how far apart can you make the possum, the Mishnah says, on the top of Yirches? Laharchik kosher, which means not kosher, usually means the smallest amount. But Rashi points out in the top of Yirches here, laharchik kosher means komasha belibo, as much as you want. La'asus heck of gadol, you can make the possum as large, as big as you want. Ubilvad says the Mishnah, sheyarbe bepasim. If you make it big enough, you have to continue to add those flat walls in between to make sure there's not more than 10 amos in between the walls. So you can make them huge. This whole room, if you want to make a corner there, a corner there, a corner there, a corner there. But make sure the gaps are not 10 amos away, so they put these flat possum in between each separation to make sure there's less than 10 amos between each of the possum. That's the distance. There's no maximum according to the Tanakhama. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ad Beis Sasayim, he thinks no, there is a limit. You cannot make possum beirals greater than an area of a Beis Sasayim. So the Gemara then says further, Amru Lo, the Chacham said to Rabbi Yehuda, Lo amru beis sasayim ella legino lekarpev. This shear, a beis sasayim, is only true. We spoke about the other day of a gina and of a karpev. We'll learn more about karpev for the next few days. It's a large area, and these are one of the biggest issues of making an eruv in a community. Number one, when you build a community, you have to make a community eruv. You have to make sure there's no rosh hasharabim. Number two is you have to make sure there's no karpev either. That could actually render the entire eruv puzzle. So we'll get to those halachas later on. But the shear beis sasayim applies to a field, to a garden, to a carpet, could be a forest, could be a pond, a lake. Those issues. Aval, im haya deer, if there's an area where the animals are, a little pen, o sahar, some other area in the forest which is designated for animals, o muksa, an area behind the house which is not meant for the use of people but for animals, o chatzar, the front yard, afilu beis chameshes korin, afilu beis asar korin, as large as 10 kor, which is much bigger than beis sasayim, it's mutter, there's no limitation. And the reason is, as Rashi says here, about im hayadir, three narrow lines down, says Rashi, shel behemos sheosin besadas hayom kan kedei lezabel begalei habehemos, different areas where the animals would fertilize. All these areas, Rashi says, v'chatzir, Rashi says, shelfnei abatim, dechol hani hakefan ledirahu. All these areas that we described, the chatzir, the deer, the sower, the muks, all them were designated, were surrounded for the purpose of living, it's not just an empty swamp. They were meant for living, for animals, or for people. V'hani pasim beiraos nami hol meyameyam ruin l'shtias adam tashmish adira mal yasehu. Whenever there's an area that's designated for some type of living purpose, whether it means to draw water, whether it means to have the animals fertilize, some purpose, whether it's for animal or behema, you're allowed to invoke pasim beiraos, and there is no limitation of a beis sasayim according to the Chachamim. And the Mishnah concludes and says, "Umuter laharchek kolshu ubavad shiarbe bepasim." You're allowed to make these areas that's hukaf ladira, that's designated for living space, as large as you want, as long as you add more pasim to ensure that there aren't any breaches greater than 10 amos. So this is the discussion about pasim birios. There's again the Tanakhama holds you only need the corners and fill in the spaces, and Rabbi Yehuda holds you need the corners, and you also need at least one pas in each direction in order for it to be made. So the Gemara is going to go through now three or four different Tanaim to figure out who authored this Mishnah about Pasim Biril, so that you're allowed to apply it to this this particular case of the boar. So the Gemara says, Lema, Masnisin Delo Kechanani. Let's suggest that our Mishnah is not in line with the opinion of Chananya. The Tanya, the Braisa, tells us that Osin Pasim Lebor, you can make Pasim for a boar, for these pits, for water, for a well. The chavalim l'shayara, and you can make the ropes for shayara, like we discussed the other day. The ropes that would go horizontally around the area of three people who are traveling in the desert, or anywhere along the way. The Chananya Omer Chaval Nabor Avalopasim. He allowed you to use the ropes to make a hekef around the boar, but you cannot utilize pasim around the boar. So our Mishnah says pasim do work for a boar, but Chananya says it doesn't work. So he must not be the author of our Mishnah. To which the Gemara says Afilu Tamer Chananya. No, Chananya can actually work well with our Mishnah. Boar lechud, be'er lechud. There's a difference between a boar and a be'er. The words are very similar, and the concept is very similar, but there is a fundamental difference between a boar and a be'er. What's the difference? So a boar, if you look at Rashi, Rashi's boar is maim mechunasim v'avide depaski. Boar is a well that doesn't come from a spring. A rainwater has collected, and sometimes if there's a drought, there could be no water anymore. Umishim hachi aser Chananya. He asered making a pasim around a boar. The zimnin the paski maya upatlin mechitos, and sometimes when there's no water, pasim are only allowed to be used when there's water. And if there's no water in the boar anymore, you can't utilize those but pasim. So you are therefore asked using pasim across the board by a boar, even when there is water. This is Rashi saying the only reason why they allowed it was to give water to the animals as they traveled to Ola the Regalim. But if there's no water anymore, so there's no heter pasim biral. So by a boar, he says you can't use a pasim. But a be'er, as Rashi explains, a be'er is maim chaim, is a spring. Be'eros demasnisin midilokatani boros. It says be'eros b'maim chaim and kamar. So our Mishnah, which is pasim be'eros, is referring to a spring, a well that's been watered by a spring. That's what Chananya would agree to, but not by a boar. So it works out well with our Mishnah. The Gemara has an Ika de Amri here. Ika de Amri midelo katani Chananya omer osin chavalim lebor upasim lebe'er. Chananya simply says you can make chavalim for a boar. And we can conclude from this, we could infer that you, from the fact that he doesn't say chavalim for a boar and pasim lebe'er, it sounds like mechlal del Chananya loshna boar, loshna be'er. Chananya could have said, you can make chavalim lebor, and in contrast to that, you can make pasim lebor. He just says, you make chavalim lebor. It sounds like there's no difference between boar and a be'er, meaning a chavalim work for a boar and a be'er, and a pasim don't work for either one. So the Gemara says, it must be that again, chavalim in, pasim lo. And therefore we could say, lema masisin is delo Chananya, because our Mishnah allows pasim to work for be'eros. And the Gemara says, now filu teima Chananya, lemaid de kamar tanakama kama hadale. The fact that Chananya only mentioned a boar, because he was responding to the Tanakama, who was describing a boar as well. So they said you could use pasim for a boar, and he said you can only use chavalim for a boar. But with respect to a be'er, that wasn't on the radar at all, and therefore he didn't discuss it. So it doesn't mean that Chananya doesn't mean he goes against the Mishnah. He could work very nicely with the Mishnah, because our Mishnah, again, could be talking about a be'er, while he was describing a case of a boar. So then the Gemara says, okay, what about Rabbi Akiva? Leima masisin delok Rabbi Akiva, that's not an echad be'er ha-rabim, bor ha-rabim, u be'er ha-yochid, osin lo pasim. Whether it's a be'er for the rabim, or a bor of the rabim, or a be'er for yochid, or aval bor ha-yochid, but a well, that's a rainwater, for yochid, osin lo mechita. So you could apply pasim to three of the four cases, right? There's a bor and there's a be'er, there's a yochid and there's a rabim. So a be'er we know works because be'ers typically don't dry out. And a boar of a rabim is also allowed because Rashi explains that if the water were to stop by rabim, they'd remind each other and make sure no one carries. When there's a boar for a yachid, my own personal boar, the water might stop. There's no one there to ensure that I won't carry in that area. So they stopped by a boar of a yachid. You can't use pasim, only osin lo mechitza gavo asar p'tefachim divi Rebbe Akiva. You're only allowed to use a real wall when it comes to a personal boar. So that's what the Rebbe Akiva says. Now the Gemara infers from this, v'ila hacha katani liberos in liberos, liberos in liberos lo. Our Mishnah says only beiros work, only for be'er, but you can't use pasim for boor, not even a boor of rabim. So Rebbe Akiva is more meka that he uses a pasim for a boor of rabim. Our Mishnah says a boor of rabim doesn't work. So Gemara says no. Afilu tema Rebbe Akiva, be'er maim chaim de psikale losha de rabim losha de yachim. The reason why the Mishnah spoke about be'er only, not to say boar doesn't work, but be'er is just a simple example, because a be'er across the board, whether it's a be'er of the rabim or be'er of the yachid, you can always use pasim of a be'eros. Therefore, they use the example of pasim be'eros. As opposed to boar, some boars work, some boars don't work. Boar of a rabim, pasim do work. Poor of Yachid, a boar of Yachid, it doesn't work. So the Mishnah didn't want to address the question of a boar. It didn't want to make chilukim. But Eina Chanami, a boar of Rabim, would be able to use pasim, while a boar of Yachid would not. Look at that side inside the Gemara one more time. Afilu Tamer Rebbe Kiva, Ber Maim Chaim de Psikalei, that it was very clear cut. Lo Shna Rabim, Lo Shna Yachid, Katani, they gave the example in the Mishnah of pasim Beiros. But a boar, mechunasim, water that was gathered from rain in a well, lo psikalei, wasn't a clear, there's a chilik, lo katana, they didn't address it, but doesn't mean it's not true. Lemaisa, the Mishnah would agree to Rabbi Kiva that a boar the rabbim can utilize pasim, but a boar the yachid may not. And then the third Tan of the Gemara says, Lema Masisin Delok Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba. The Tan, the Mishnah tells us, this is in Masechas, this is here in our Masechet, actually in a few days we'll get to this. The Tan, Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba, Omer, Ein Osin Pasim Ella Lebe'er HaRabim Bevad. He limits it to only a Be'er of the Rabbim. However, our Mishnah implies that Ilu Hacha Katani Lebe'eros, multiple types of Be'eros, which is what? Lo Shad Rabim, Lo Shad Yachid. So while Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba only allowed one to use pasim by a bear of Rabim, very limited, our Mishnah allows it to be utilized for a bear of Rabim and also a bear of the Yachid. And the Gemara says, now, Afil Tamer Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba, my Beiros, Beiros de Alma. Even our Mishnah agrees. Even though the Mishnah says Beiros in the plural, it doesn't mean a bear the Rabim and a bear the Yachid. Our Mishnah might only be referring to Beiros in general, Beiros of the Rabim in general, wells, springs of the Rabim. Be'en Achanami, they would agree, but a Be'er of a Yachid wouldn't work. You couldn't use Pasim. It might go in line with Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara doesn't conclude who the author is. It just says each of these three Tanaim, Chananya, Rabbi Kivin, Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba, can all work with a Mishnah, but doesn't say who actually authored our Mishnah. So now the Gemara says, my diumdim. We have this strange word in the Mishnah, diumdim. You make these diumdim, these corner pieces at the around the be'eros. What does it mean, diumdim? So the Gemara says that Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah ben Elazar, diyo amudim, two amudim, that the corner pieces had an amma in one direction and amma in another direction. The word diyo means two. So it's double. You have two types of walls at each of these corners. So now the Gemara is going to use this as a discussion to jump into, we have two elsewhere as well in Chazal. So the Gemara says the siman for this is Dio, the menorah, Shevach, Zonis, Beis, Shesi, Niskalkel, Bemida, Shlosha. That's the siman. Okay. So Gemara says, Tanan Hasan. The Mishnah teaches us in the Maseches Damai, the Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kol Hashisin, are Peturin. All shisin, different types of bad figs, Rashi points out, are pater from demai. The reason is because since they're so bad, the Am Haaretz, the farmer, is not concerned of taking meiser. They're not chas on the money of the teinos or else, so they're willing to take meiser. So we trust any of these shisin that you buy, it's already been tithed even by the farmer who might be an Am Haaretz. However, when it comes to this type of fig, diufra, which is more expensive and more chashiv, that they perhaps would be chas on the money and wouldn't take meiser, then you are choshish to separate it. So my diofra, why is this fig called a diofra? Amar Ula, Ilan Ha'osa Dio Peris Bashana. It produces fruit twice a year. Most fruit only have one season of fruit, but this is a type of fig that has two. So Dio, Para, two fruits. That's the word Lashon of Diofra. That's why it's more chashiv. So we see the word Dio means two by Te'ena. The Gemara says further, Amar B'Yimriya ben Elazar, Dio part of Panim, Hayula Adam Harishon, Shinemar Achar, Vakedem Tartani. Now, another application of the word Dio, that Adam Harishon was created initially with two faces, the face of a man and the face of a woman, and that's what it means, Achar, Vakedem, the front and the back, Tartani I created. So the word Dio here is two as well. So Ksiv, the Gemara points out, it says, Vayivin Hashem Elokim es ha-tzela, that he built from the tzela, that he took from the rib from Adam, and he made woman, he made a chava. So Rav Ushmul, they had a machlokes, chad amar partif, that he took this extra partif that Adam had, that initially he created Adam with two faces, and he separated one of the partufin to create chava. And the other one felt, chad amar zanav, there was a tail. Machlokes exactly, was it really a tail? Some say it wasn't really a tail, just an extra bone somewhere. So that's a machlokes, whether this is partif, shtei partufin, or one partif. So Bishma, understand the man, damar partif, that Adam was created with two faces, haynu dechsiv achor v'kedem tartani, that he created a front and a back, sounds like they were equal. They were a front and back, two partufim. El leman damar zana, of that there was a tail, and with which that chava was made from the tail of Adam, so my achor v'kedem tartani, what does it mean there was a front and a back? They were different. The one was a face and one was a tail. You can't put them on the same level. They weren't equal. So Gemara explains, Kedra Rabbi Ami, Damar Rabbi Ami, Ochar Lemaisa Bracious, Vikedem Lipranos. It wasn't referring to the front and back of the body of Adam. Rather, it was Einach Nami. Adam was created with one face, but Achav Kedem is referring to that Adam was the last of Ma'aseh Bereishis to be created, and he was the first with respect to being punished of the Piranios. So Gemara says Bishma, I understand Achav LeMa'aseh Bereishis that Adam was created at the end of Ma'aseh Bereishis. Delo Ibra Ad Ma'ale Shabasa. Adam wasn't created until the end, until Erev Shabbos. Ela V'Kedem LePiranios Ma'hi. What do you mean he was punished first? Elaim, if you tell me he's punished with respect to Mishim Klala, the Klala of Eitz Hadas, well, he wasn't the first one punished by that. Ha B'tchila Niskade Niskalel Nachash. Nachash was the one that was first cursed. Luvasof Niskalel Chava, Luvasof Niskalel Adam. Adam was the last one to be cursed as well. So Ella, where do we see that he was the first to be cursed? It must be Ella Limabul. Dichsiv Vayimach Es Kol Hayikum Asher Al Pnei Adama Me Adam Vad Behema. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to wipe out the entire universe from man until animal. So that's where we see he was Kedem with respect to the Piranius of Limabul. So Gemara says further in this discussion, Bishma, I understand Leman Adam, the one who holds Partuf, that there was this second face that Adam was created with. That's what it means. Vayitzer, Vayitzer Lashon with two yud, tre yudin, that there's two creations. There's a part of in the front and a part of in the back. Man damar zanov, that there's a little tail with which Akash Baruch Hu created Chava. So my Vayitzer, what was this? Two yuds. There weren't, you can't compare a part of to a zanov, a tail to a face. So what does it mean, Vayitzer two yud? Kid Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, damar Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, oili mi yitzri, oili mi yotzri. Woe to me from my Yetzihara, woe to me from Kadosh Baruch Hu, my yotzer. That whatever I do, I'm going to be in trouble. If I'm going to, you know, do the wrong thing, I'm following my Yetzihara, the yotzer, Kadosh Baruch Hu, is going to punish me. And if I follow my yotzer, my Kadosh Baruch Hu, then my Yetzihara is going to give me a hard time. So I'm stuck either way. Vayitzer is a reference to the two beings, the Yetzihara and the Kadosh Baruch Hu, that are really driving man and the struggle of life. So Bishma, I understand Laman Adamar part of Haynu Dichsiv Zachar Nekeva Baram, the Kadosh Baruch Hu created Adam with two faces. That's what it means, Zachar Nekeva. He created this one being with a female and male face. El Laman Adamar Zan of that, there was a tail. My Zachar Nekeva Baram, he didn't create initially two faces. There was a one face and a tail. What does it mean, Zachar Nekeva Baram? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Abohu, Rami Ksiv, he pointed out a steer in the Pesukim. Zachar Nekeva Baram, the Kadosh Baruch Hu created initially male and female. Uksiv, then it says, B'tzelmo Kim Bara Oso, in the singular. So did Hashem create Baram, plural? Did he create two beings attached to each other? Or was the Bara Oso a singular being? So he points out, B'tchila, also Memachshava, Livros Shnaim, initially Hashem wanted to create two faces, Uvasov Lo Nivra El Echad. So the words Zachar Nekeva Baram was a Kadosh Baruch Hu's Machshava, but the Maisa, Kadosh Baruch Hu only created Bara Oso, he only created one in the end of the day. That's how you would understand it if it was only one partif initially. So Bishma, furthermore, the man Damar, the one who says partif, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu created two faces, Hainu Dichsev, that's what it means in the Pasuk, Vayiskor Basar Tachdena, when a Kadosh Baruch Hu removed the face of Chava to create a whole other being, that left a gaping hole in the body of Adam. So that's why you had to Vayiskor Basar Tachdena, you have to close up a huge gap. He took a whole head off of Adam. Laman Damar Zanov, there was a little tail. My Vayiskor Basar Tachdena. What do you have to close off? It's like ripping off a tiny piece of skin. Kadosh Baruch Hu will heal on its own. You don't need to do a whole surgery to rip off a tail. That's my understanding of this Gemara, at least. So Amar Rav Zvid Viseima Rav Yirmiya Viseima Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Lo Nitzcha Ela Lemakom Chatach. You're right. You didn't have to really seal anything off, but they didn't want there to be any scar there. So Kadosh Baruch Hu had to cover up the scar, but in terms of closing up, it kind of closed on its own, but to remove the scarring, that's what Kadosh Baruch Hu had to cover up when removing the tail. So Bishma, that makes sense, Laman Damar Zonav Hayinu Dechsiv Vayiven, that if there's a tail, Kadosh Baruch Hu had to take the tail and create a whole new being. So the word Vayiven, was it Vayiven Hashem Elokim Es Atzela, so then he had to build something. That makes sense. And Laman Damar part of my Vayiven, if there's already a face, already another being attached to Adam and Chava, it was one, just kind of separating the two of them, but he didn't have to create anything new. So what's the Lashon Vayiven? He didn't build anything, he just kind of separated, he did a little surgery. So the Gemara explains that my Vayiven, Lichad Rabbi Shimon ben Menasya, the Darish Rabbi Shimon ben Menasya, Vayiven Hashem Elokim Es Atzela, he built it. What that means is, Melamed Shekila HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Chava, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had woven the hair, that made braids of some sort in Chava's hair, Ve'via L'Adam HaRishon, and presented her to Adam HaRishon, Shekein B'Kar Chayam, overseas, karin leklayisa banyasa. When you would weave a woman's hair, they'd call it banyasa. So weaving hair is called binyan. We have this by Melechah Shabbos as well. Weaving hair on Shabbos is a violation of boneh. So Kadosh Baruch Hu just made her look very pretty, had her made fancy hair. He didn't build her. She was already built. He just separated her. He built her hair. That's what it means vayivin. Davar acher, alternatively, vayivin Hashem elkim, and Kadosh Baruch Hu built Chava. What that means is, amar revchista amri lei b'masisa tana, it's referring to her physical structure. Melamed shebana HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'chava kibinyan, that he structured Chava and women to be built like a bin, like an otzer, like a storage house. Ma otzer zeh rochav milamata v'katzer milamala, just like in the storage house, you have kind of like a pyramid, if you will, that the bottom is wide and the top is narrow. Kadei l'kaba es haperos, in order to hold fruit as a good storage house. Af isha rochav milamata, he built her, he constructed women that they should be wide on the bottom, uktara milamata, and thinner on top. Kadei l'kaba es havla, in order to be able to carry a child. And then afterwards, HaKadosh Baruch Hu presented Chava to Adam. Melamed Shasa HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shoshvinus LeAdam Harishon. He prepared a whole chuppah and all the preparations of a big suda, a big chasm that they had then. Mikan LeGadol Shiyasa Shoshvinus LeKatan VaYeralo. When it comes to making a chuppah, a wedding, the people who are greater should not feel embarrassed or ashamed that they should be involved in preparing a chuppah. This is a wonderful thing. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is willing to put together a suda for Adam and Chava for their chasm, certainly we should never feel that way as well, and we should help out even those who are younger or less and weaker than we are. Okay, fascinating stuff here. Okay, interesting Agata. I'm not sure we have much time to say beyond this, but I'll just say one interesting thing. There's a Gilyoni Ashas of Yosef Engel has a discussion whether or not behemoths were also created initially with two faces, and they were separated. He's medayik that he thinks that only Adam was created with two faces. All other behemoths were created as separate beings from the start. It was something unique that took place to Adam and Chava. Okay, let's go right to now. The Gemara says in Amud Beis, continuing, we are now around seven lines down or so. The Gemara says, Laman Damar Partzuf, the one who says that there was actually two faces initially. So, Hemin Ayu Sagi Bereisha, who would walk first? Who would walk front? Who would walk backwards? So, Amar of Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Mistavra Zachar Sagi Bereisha. It would make sense that the male were to walk first. Why? The sign of the Baisa says, Lo yahalich adam achore isha baderech, a person, a man, should not walk behind a woman along the path that's going to lead to hirhurim. Vafilu hi isha, even his own wife, Rashi says, it's genai hulo, it's a disgraceful thing. Others think it's an iser. Rashi seems to think it's only genai, it's a disgraceful thing to walk behind a woman, even one's own wife. And if, let's say, nizdam nulo, let's say you happen to chance upon a woman, you're walking along the way, al gesher on a bridge, yisalkenu letzadim, move over to the side and don't walk directly behind her. V'chol ha'over achori ha'isha, anyone who walks behind a woman is banar in the river. Ein lo chelek l'olam haba, such a person has no chelek in olam haba. It's a very serious thing because it's going to lead to hirhurim. Rashi does point out, it seems to be referring to only eshes ish. Others feel that this is true of all women. You should never walk behind a woman. Now, halacha ma'aseh, what do you do with Bizman Hazeh? Baz spoke about a situation, he lived in Egypt. So in Egypt, where they pretty much dress fully covered, you can't see anything, he was asked the question whether or not the isser of walking behind women apply nowadays, because you can't really see anything in part of the body, everything's completely covered, and he felt that it's usher to always walk behind women, even when they are properly covered, this isser still does apply. So if Shlomo Zalman was dealing with the situation, Bizman Hazeh, it's very hard to walk on the streets of New York City without walking behind any women. So he felt this was only a halacha back then when most women would not be on the streets. Mostly be men. So it's very easy to avoid walking behind women. But in New York City, for example, you try to walk in front of a woman so not to be behind her, you're going to still be behind another woman. Because there's always another woman here and there. And Rosh Hashanah points out, he feels that there's even more women on the streets nowadays than there are actually men. So he really wasn't sure what to do with this. He says, if you're going to Letzarech Mitzvah, he said, certainly there's no issue. He felt there's no need to be machmir to avoid walking behind a woman. But if it were not to be for Letzarech Mitzvah, he felt the person should try really hard to maintain this halacha and not walk behind women. Either way, we see from this particular halakha that therefore Adam's face was walking in front while Chava's face was from behind. Let's just go fast because we are running out of time, so let's just do it. The Gemara, that's Tanur Rabbanan Hamrata Maos LaIsha, a person who's counting money from a woman, Miyado Liyado, passing coins from his hand to her hand, or Miyado Liyado from her hand to his hand, either way, B'shul sheistakabo, he gives out some change just in order for him to look at her hand, her fingers. Afilu dome l'Moshe Rabbeinu shekibal Torah mehar Sinai. Even if he's as great as Moshe Rabbeinu, he would have been worthy of being mekabel Torah like Moshe Rabbeinu if he simply did that just in order to get a little histakles at her fingers. Lo yinake medina shel Gehenem, he will not escape any punishment from Gehenem. V'alav akasav omer, about such a person, it says, yad liyad lo yinake ra, looking at her from hand to hand, he will not escape any evil. He will be punished. Lo yinake medina shel Gehenem. Gemara says further along these lines, Amr of Nachman Manoach, who was the father of Shimshon, Am Ha'aretoya. He was an Am Ha'aret. How do we know this? Shenemar, it says in the Pasuk, Vayokum Vayelach Manoach Acharei Isha. He walked behind his wife. We just said above that you can't walk behind a woman, even one's own wife. So how was Manoach able to do this? He clearly was ignorant, did not know the halacha. So Gemara says, is that really true? Maskev Lev Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, El, if that's the case, El Miata, Gabi Elkana, Dichsev Vayelach Akana Acharei Isha, Akana as well, hard to say Akana was Am Ha'aretz, he walked behind his wife, Hachanami, he was Am Ha'aretz, hard to say, he was a Navi, so he was Am Ha'aretz. The Gabe Elisha, the one of the greatest Nevim, Elisha, Vayakom Vayelach Acharei, he walked after her, behind the woman who said that her son just died, Elisha followed her home to the son. So Hachanami, you going to suggest that Elisha was an Am Ha'aretz? So Ella, what it means is Acharei Divareha Vatsasa. Elisha was following her advice, but not following her physically, but he was following her advice. Hachanami as well, when it came to Manoach, Acharei Divareha Vatsasa. He wasn't following her walking, he was following her advice. That's what it means. So Gemara then says, Amr of Ashi Ulamai Amr Rav Nachman Manoach Am Ha'aretz Haya. So that what he initially had suggests that Manoach actually was an Am Ha'aretz because he walked behind his wife in the streets. So Afilu Bei Rav Nami Lakra. That means he didn't even read the Psukim. What does that mean? Dechsir, it says in the Pasuk, Vatakam Rivka Vadaroseha, that Rivka and her, the young ladies with her got up. Vatikavna al Hagamalam, Vatilachna Achare Ha'ish, and they walked behind the man, Velo Lifnei Ish, not in front of the Ish. So it's not simply a halacha, it's actually a Pasuk in the Sefer Bereishis that talks about the concept of the women walking behind the men, not in front of the man. So again, one who says this, Manoach was Am Ha'aretz, he didn't even know a basic Pasuk in Sefer Bereishis. So then Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Acharei Ari, that's better to walk behind a lion below Acharei Isha. Better to travel behind the lion than it is to travel behind a woman. Acharei Isha below Acharei Avodas Kochavim. However, if you have the options of walking behind a woman versus walking behind a goy, better actually to walk behind a woman than it is to walk behind a goy, because she could be much worse than walking behind a Jewish woman. Even worse than walking behind a goy, however, is walking behind shul. When everyone's davening, you're walking behind the back and not participating in the tzibur. That's even worse than walking behind a goy and walking behind a woman, because that seems like you're being kofar be'ikr. The Gemara then says further, Amar b'Yirmiyah ben Elazar, all the years when Adam Rishon was in Nidoy after the Chet of Adam Rishon, when he left the Gan Eden, so the Gemara explains, Holid Ruchin Vishadin Vililin Shenemar Vayichi Adam Shloshim Mash Shana Vayolid Bidimuso Kitzalmo. That for 130 years afterwards he had given birth to Cain and Hevel, but there's 130 years of separation. All those years he was giving birth, as the Gemara seems to indicate, through Shichla Zer Levatala, he was molded to these different types of evil spirits for 130 years. Mechlal Da'at Ha'inya, only after 130 years was he Yoled Demus Kitzama, was he Zochet to have a child. But before that, Ad Ha'inya, Lav Kitzama Olid, he wasn't giving birth to children, human beings, rather to these different Ruchos and Shadim Vililin that are throughout the world. So Meisiv, the Gemara asks the question, Haya Rabbi Meir Omer, Adam Harisham Chosid Gadahaya. He was a great chassid. Kevin Shirashi Niknesa Misa Al Yado. Since he realized that death came into the world on account of his actions, Yasha B'Tainis Mea Ushloshim Shana, he sat within fasting for 130 years. Uperish Min Isha, he separated from his wife Chava, Mea Ushloshim Shana, for 130 years. Vihela Zarze Ta'inim Al Basar, he started having different, different types of Mea Ushloshim Shana, I don't know what exactly they describe this, but leaves of figs on his flesh, his skin started to change or something like that. For 130 years of fasting and separating. Ki kamrinan ahu b'shichla zera dechaza le'onsev. So the Gemara said, one sec, what's the question here? So the Gemara says, if it's true that he separated from his wife from 130 years, how is he able to be molid ruchen v'shedim if he was not with his wife? To which the Gemara says he wasn't with Chava, but it was through shichla zera de chazal onse that came about against his will that created these different ruchen and shedim. So the Gemara then says further, Amar b'Yirmiyah ben Elazar miksas shivchel shel adam omim b'fanava kulo shel b'fanav. We know we only describe a son of a person's greatness in his presence, but we explain all of his greatness when he's not present. Miksas shivchel b'fanav, only part of the sherech that we say in front of a person. Dichsev it says in the pasuk, ki yoscha re'isi tzaddik b'fanav. But I saw that there's a great tzaddik in this generation. Kulo lo b'fanav, but not everything in front of him, because dichsev Noach ish tzadik tamim haya b'darosav. So we describe Noach, when Noach wasn't there, as ish tzadik tamim haya b'darosav. But in his presence, we just simply describe him as a tzadik. We don't mention that he's tamim as well when he was actually present. V'amar Rabbi Yirmiyah ben Elazar, my dichsev, what does the pasuk mean when it says, v'inei alei zayas teref b'fia, when the Yonah left the Teva? We're just going on different psukim now. After Avim Rishon, we're going to Noach and to the Teva, just all in the name of Rabbi Yirmiyah. So Rabbi Yirmiyah says, that what does it mean, v'inei alei zayas teref b'fia, that the Yonah found a bitter olive branch in its mouth? So Amar HaYonah, Yonah said, l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shalom, he davened, he asked from Hashem, Yehu mizonosai mirorin kezayas, I rather my food be bitter, but at least I have the ability to find my own food. I'd rather my food bitter, but be self-sufficient, than to have sweet food and be dependent on mankind. It says in the pasuk, teref uksiv hasem hachifeni lechem chukei. So the lashon of teref to teref, the lashon of mazon, he says that I want my zayas to be my teref. I want my food to be bitter and be self-sufficient than to have to rely on bas v'dam. Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah ben Elazar, another statement in the name of Rabbi Yirmiyah, Kol Bais Shenishimon Bo Divrei Torah Belaila Shuv Ein Nechrav, any household that constantly hears the singing of Torah at nighttime is not going to be destroyed. Shenemar Velo Amar Aye Eloka Osai Nosen Zmiros Belaila. So you're not going to say, where's my God, so long as there's singing in your house, singing of learning. So you're not going to ask where God is. God's going to provide protection so long as there's learning going on in the house each night. Furthermore, Amar Yirmiyah ben Elazar, Miyom Shechar Beis HaMikdash, from the day the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. This is going back to the word Dio now. Dio li olam sheishtamash b'shei osios. It's enough that man just simply serves with two names of Hashem. Shei osios, we're left with shei osios. Shenemar, kol ha-neshama tehalel ka haluka. We only have the yud ke. We've lost the vav he. That's been separated. But when the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt, we'll get the vav he back together. And then finally, last statement we'll do, at least for today, another statement from Rabbi Yirmiyah. Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah ben Elazar, niskala bavel, niskala shcheineha. When Bavel was cursed, so all the neighboring countries were cursed as well. However, niskala shomom, when shomom was cursed because of their sins, nisbarchu shcheineha. The actual neighboring areas were blessed. Niskala Bavel, Niskalu Shechineha, when Bavel was cursed, all the neighboring countries were also cursed. Dichsev it says in Yeshayahu, Visamti Lamorash Kipod Vagmimayim. It's referring to the different swamps and areas around Bavel. They were all subject to the same curses of Bavel. But Niskala Shomram Nisbarchu Shechineha, Dichsev Visamti Shomram Li Hasadeh, that only Shomron was designated as this field that was destroyed, Matai Kerem, but all that which is around Shomron was still remaining as a Kerem's field. It still was gaining much bracha, even though Shomron itself was being destroyed. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll continue with Hashem tomorrow. As we get a question, I'm sorry to cut you off.